Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Education is no equalizer. Rather, it is the sleep that precedes the American dream. So wake up, lift your voices until you patch every hole in a child's broken sky. Wake up every child so they know of their celestial potential. I've been the black hole in a classroom for far too long, absorbing everything without allowing my light to escape. But those days are done. I belong among the stars, and so do you. And so do they. Together, we can inspire galaxies of greatness for generations to come. So no, sky is not the limit. It is only the beginning. Lift off.
Oh my God.
That was dope-tastic.
Did it work? Did you hear it?
I did.
Okay, I'm so high tech.
No, I saw that video and I was like, oh my gosh. It just, first of all, one, I just love, like, spoken word. I don't know if you know, but I do a little spoken word myself.
You might have mentioned that a couple times.
Not nearly as good as that. And it's just amazing. And I was so moved by it. I was like, wow. One, it's just well done. Two, just what he's talking about. And I think we've all felt like that at some point in time. And I just think that, I don't know, I'm just so glad that he was able to express himself and at a Harvard graduation at that.
Oh, that's right. I should have given actually told the people what that was. If you haven't heard, that was a convocation poem by Donovan Livingston at Harvard University's School of Education, Graduate mm-hmm. School of Education graduation, in front of just, you know, a couple thousand people.
No biggie. At Harvard, right? No biggie.
I thought, especially since you used to be a teacher, Tiffany, that, well, you still are technically, you would appreciate that.
No, I just thought it was beautiful. I don't know. I have a thing with words, especially when they're done well. It's just a talent that not everybody possesses in order, you know, the ability to put words together in a way that moves people. So I thought that was awesome.
He started off the speech by saying when he was in high school, he was asked to speak at his graduation, and one of the teachers or whoever was putting on the graduation tried to stop him, like was going to take him off the program when he said he wanted to do a poem.
Mm.
What?
I know.
I don't understand. That's why educators can be amazing, but some of them out there can be dangerous.
Yeah, they can be, honestly. And that's why when you get a good teacher, it's so important to support him or her, because you don't want to chase them away, honestly. Like, I ran from the classroom because it just got to be too much. And it's such a shame, because you have a lot of really great teachers who end up leaving the classroom because they just don't have the support. And then what you get are teachers that don't. A lot of my friends are teachers, so I'm not bashing teachers at all because I know how hard it is. But if you run the good ones out, then what do you leave your children with? You know?
Give them all a raise.
Exactly. Shout out to the awesome, amazing teachers, because I know how hard it is. You're not just a teacher. You're a teacher, you're a mother, you're a father, you're a janitor, you're a psychologist, you're a doctor, you're a nurse, you're a COO, you're just literally everything in that classroom to these kids and to their parents. And so, yeah, there is no job. When people tell me, how are you prepared to start your own business? I'm like, I used to be a teacher. Thanks. So if you're a teacher, you can literally do anything afterwards. You've learned all the skills you need.
Oh, I love it. I love, like, convocation speech season.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've posted no less than, like, five great ones. So Michelle has been doing the circuit. I think she's done a couple
President Obama. We've had Chimamanda Ngozi. We had, who was the other person that we posted? Just amazing speeches all around. If you just want a little feels, you want some encouragement.
Yeah.
I had the worst convocation. Can I just put that out there? Class of 2009, University of Georgia. I, on behalf of all of us, would like a convocation vote or whatever. I don't know who our speak. I know it was a recession. I guess it was hard to get people who felt optimistic about the world. But this guy, I don't even know who he was. He might have been a congressman. I do not know. The year after that, they had the year after our horrible speaker, they had like Alton Brown. They've had, you know, the Food Network. He went to UGA. They've had Ryan Seacrest. They've had Amy Robach from GMA. I just feel like we got completely screwed.
We had Brian Williams, which I don't know how to take that one way or the other because he's a Jersey guy. I know. Actually, he was actually pretty good. This is before the whole, you know, I was there. But
Brian
Williams,
the anchor who lied about getting shot down in a helicopter, was it? Like in the war zone?
Yeah, but honestly, his speech was actually really good. And I didn't know, but he was, because I graduated from Montclair State and Seton Hall University, and he's from New Jersey. And so he was actually pretty good, I remember. I think it was my Montclair State one that he spoke at.
I'm sure he was great, you know?
I know, just a little lies. Little lies between friends.
He's a great actor in many ways.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brian. He's like, I hate you.
Oh my God, I said Chimamanda's name wrong twice. I'm so tired.
Meanwhile, I'm Nigerian and I'm like, I'm not even going to.
Yeah, why aren't you? Okay, Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. Good Lord, she deserves her name to be pronounced
like Chimamanda,
correctly.
So if you're going to say that, accent, Chimamanda Ngozi. Actually, I know a lot of Ngozis. Ngozi Adichie, probably.
Adichie. That sounds right. Adichie.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to see it in front of my face, but. Yeah, I wasn't even going to tackle it. I was like, because I'm Nigerian and I don't want the Nigerians listening to be like, ah, look at you, ashamed of yourself. You kind of say her name. My dad will always say, you even say your own name wrong because I have a Nigerian name.
Well, in your defense, he made you change your name.
Exactly. He's trying to westernize. Like, meanwhile, Tiffany, I was 9. Isn't that crazy that I got to pick my own name, Tiffany?
If I had been 9 years old, I would have picked like, Belle or Ariel,
but
or Serena
I was trying.
From Sailor Moon. I would have been Serena. Oh my, that was definitely my Sailor Moon phase.
No, I wanted Jenny. That's what I wanted so bad. My dad was Jenny.
I have a really good friend named Jenny. I'm not going to throw shade, but
yeah, but I know it's an incomplete name. I feel, and my dad was like, no. I was like, why not? And then I wanted Renee, and he said no. I had a few, and then I was like, you know what? I like Tiffany. And I remember being, because I was living in Roselle, New Jersey, which is a really small town, before we were moving to Westfield, which was like a larger town. And I think my dad, when we were making the switch, was like, okay, we're going to be here in America, because they always thought that they were going to take us to Nigeria and raise us, but Nigeria took a turn for the worst. And he was like, okay, well, since we're going to be here, let's add an American name. So I didn't drop my Nigerian name. I just added an American name to the front of it. So my Nigerian name became my middle name. And so my Nigerian name is Odochi. I've heard that in public. And it's so crazy because sometimes every once in a while, somebody from Facebook will say, hey, Odochi, how are you? And I'm like, whoa, what the hell? When did I know you? Because that means I knew you before I was 9. So every once in a while, like an elementary school friend will find me. And it's crazy that they'd call me Odochi because no one but my family calls me that now.
It's like you're living a soap opera.
I know. And I'm not going to lie, the first year, almost a year and a half, I did not respond to Tiffany because I didn't know who that was. People would be like, Tiffany. And I'd look around like, oh, that's right. I'm Tiffany now.
Do your parents call you Tiffany?
No. I mean, my dad, every once in a while, will, because my dad and I used to work together. So he used to call me Tiffany, like at work. Mm. But I would say, out of all my sisters, because we all changed our names, I get called my American name the most because, you know, I started the business, the Budgetnista. And so they're used to hearing people refer to me as Tiffany. So they'll call me Tiffany the most. But most of my sisters, we still call each other by our African names.
Well, I mean, I feel kind of like that's probably good.
It is.
It would
honestly
be so weird if, you know, your family just completely forgot about your real name. You know,
I know, like
the name your mom gave you.
I know. Well, and honestly, most of them just call me Udo, like for short, Odo. So So like that's what you'll hear from my sisters. But yeah, so it's just weird, like when like someone calls me. First of all, no one really calls me Adochi. They just call me Udo in my family. And so when someone says that on social media or says that in person, it like takes sends me reeling. Like, who are you? Like a woman hit me the other day. And she was like, I'm not sure if this is who I think it is, but I grew up on a small street in Roselle, New Jersey, and I used to play with the family down the block, and your dad in your picture looks so familiar. Are you Adochi? And I was like, who the hell is this? And I remember it was this little girl named Adari. Hey, Adari, if you're listening. She was the same. She's 2 years younger than me. And oh my gosh, I could not believe it. And it was just such a throwback back when, like, you know, I was like 6 or 7 or 8 and playing with all the kids on the block. And she actually had signed up for some Budgetista thing, probably like the challenge. And she happened to recognize my dad. And it was just, now we're Facebook friends. So I'm like, wow, a Adari from literally like 20 years ago.
You can't run from your past, Tiffany.
No, I can't. But I love it though, because it's just nice to like, it's nice to have people from past, present, and future, you know?
Yeah, I like to the people who knew me before, like when I was 9, I was a whole different human being. So I don't need to see them or hear from them. So why? They probably wouldn't recognize me.
Were you a terrible kid?
No, I wasn't. No, I'm not like witness protection. I wasn't like in a baby gang. No, I just, when I was 10, I was severely overweight, like very, yeah, I was, you know, my parents divorced. I mean, not that I'm blaming them, but I was just like going, oh my God, I just saw a video of a spider. Let me get off this internet right now. Oh my God. Yeah, I was super, super heavy. I was 200 pounds and I was 12.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot. And I moved schools like every 3 or 4 years just for various reasons. Divorce being one, but then my mom remarried and whatever. So I went to, elementary school, then different middle school, whole different county, and then 3 high schools. So there's these like phases in my life where people don't really know me from, like, you know, like certain years in school. I just went through a huge change by the time I graduated high school. So yeah, I ran into a teacher of mine from like 6th grade at Bath and Body Works, as you do, like maybe like 6-7 years ago, and she was stunned. I mean, like I was such a different person, and I was so shy. Aww. I can't even believe I have a podcast now where part of my job is to be on in front of a camera, because I was so like paralyzingly, cripplingly shy.
Really?
I would like eat lunch alone. I didn't like talking to people. It was hard for me to make friends. But I was a daredevil, and I always took like making friends. I just made like making friends become like a dare, or doing public speaking was like a dare for me.
Okay.
And I don't like anybody tell me I can't do something. So the idea that people thought I couldn't get up and speak, I just kind of like psyched myself up into doing it eventually. 10 years later.
I know. Look at you. Look at me now.
Hundreds of dollars on therapy later.
Right? Isn't that just so crazy? I was kind of like, it was similar in that I was super shy too, but I was like dangerously skinny. And like my mom used to take me to all these different doctors, like, what's wrong with her? And they were just like, nothing. She just doesn't eat. I just did not like eating just because playing was so much better. But I mean, when I look back, I'm like, oh my God, I was like, what is the big deal? I was for real.
I don't understand what you're going through. I'm trying to identify, but nope. I've always loved eating.
And so it just was, I don't know. And then like, I honestly was like really skinny up until really like high school. And I mean, I was still pretty thin and throughout college, and now I'm like normal size. But yeah, I was for real, for real, for real. My mom used to be like, look, just tell me what you want and I will make it.
Oh, there's nothing worse to a mom than a skinny baby.
I know, because it's frightening, you know. You're just like, oh. But you know, we kind of like, me and my sisters, we all kind of were super skinny, except for poor Tracy. My sister Tracy, like, she was the only normal size one, and I didn't have a concept of what was normal, so we used to call her like fatty fatty baby, like, Tracy, you're so fat. Because we didn't know. Because, you know, here I am 6 or 7 or 8. And here we are, all of us frail. And Tracy's actually a normal size, healthy kid. And we just were looking at her like, what's all this weight you got on you? She's like, health. It's called health. Oh, poor Tracy. And she went through so much because I decided. She was my best friend. like as a kid, I had four sisters, but Tracy and I were 2 years apart, and she was like my sister best friend. And I was like, I could totally give you a haircut. Let me go get the razor blade daddy uses. The razor blade.
Oh my gosh.
I cut off the side of her head, and for years, Tracy had like a little baldy. Her hair would not grow for years. And like, I look back at pictures. So here she is, super cute, like little chunky little kid with like a boy's haircut for years. My mom used to like pray over her hair, like, please bring it. Oh my God.
What is it about sisters? My sister told me, speaking of razors, my sister told me that if I shave the back of my hand, hair will grow on it. And then when I was like sleeping or something, she took a razor and just brushed it against my hand and had me convinced that I was going to turn into a gorilla and my arm was going to like... And she told me when I was a little girl, I had dandruff. She told me it was lice and how mommy and daddy were going to have to give me up and like, you know, cut all my hair off. Oh, chill.
Why do kids do that? You just think it's so hilarious. I told my baby sister, the youngest, I told her that she was actually a boy because I didn't know the difference. And that because we had all girls, because I have all sisters, I'm like, daddy and mommy decided that we were just going to grow your hair longer and put girls' clothes on you, but nobody wants to tell you. Your name is really Tony. I was like, every once in a while, mommy will slip up and call you Tony by mistake if you listen carefully. And she was freaked out. I mean, my mother was like, it was evil. My mother was like, I don't usually beat you, but today will be the day. Oh my God. I don't know why. I just thought it was hilarious. I was like, oh yeah, she's Tony.
Well, since we're talking about family now, I have to tell. So this was the weekend that we moved in with my fiance's parents. So I am currently sitting in my fiance's childhood bedroom, which is not as creepy and weird as it sounds. I took off the I took down his baby portraits, which were everywhere. I took those off the wall. There was a lot of, like, religious photos. I had to take those. The Virgin Mary, I love her, but she was staring me down when I was trying to sleep. Take her down. It's been so exhausting. They live in the emotional – first of all, the emotional exhaustion of, like, leaving the place I love and, our first home together. I was feeling my feels. I did a very, like, dramatic Snapchat chronicling of the move. So if you follow me on Snapchat – at Yo Mandy O, YOMANDIYO, you can see my dramatic moving experience. But although we hired movers, which I completely recommend, it's like totally worth the money, we had to move all of our stuff from our apartment, a two-bedroom apartment, downstairs to the truck, from the truck all the way to uptown Manhattan where his parents live, up a five-floor walk-up. Do you know how many floors five is? It is five times as many as one. That's how many it is.
Oh my God.
And the movers that they sent, I was watching because when they were at our place, they were like, there was three of them, and two of them, I feel like if you're a mover and your job is to be like your physical labor, you would be in shape. But these guys were like taking smoke breaks and they smelled like, the bottom floor of a tractor trailer, like beer cans and stuff. They didn't look very healthy. They were super nice, but so when we were finally got to the five floor walk up phase, they were just like me and my fiance were doing a lot of the work, just like bringing all the boxes up. And I was like, "Are you okay?" This one guy, I was like, "Are you need some water? I'm not about to have you pass out on me. We have one more move to make, because from there we had to move stuff into the apartment and then move the rest of it to storage." So it's like 7 hour ordeal.
I know you got it. It's done.
7 hours, $800 later, that is over. Yeah, I'm glad.
There's nothing like moving that makes you reevaluate your whole existence. You're like, who am I? Where do I belong in the universe? What are these socks? You know?
I purge. When I say I purge, I can't believe how much stuff. I had to get really real with myself. And I was like, have you worn this in the last 6 months? No, goodbye. Like, I had to get rid of so much stuff. And not all old stuff. Like, a lot of, I still have stuff with the tags on it. Mm-hmm. That you just like, maybe in a month it'll look different on me. No.
Yes. No. It's true. I just was at Marshall's yesterday and I was like looking at a shirt. And I was like, I mean, it's all right. I'm like, Tiffany, are we doing this? Are we buying It's All Right that you'll never wear? Because you never pick the It's All Right shirt out of your closet.
Nope.
And I'm just like, don't do it. Just get what you like. If you don't like it, leave it. It's okay to leave things. And I'm not, a huge shopaholic, but, I just, sometimes when I do go shopping, I don't like going back and back and back. So I'm like, let me just get everything I need now. And I'm like, it's okay, Tiffany. You don't have to find like 7 shirts for the summer. Like, if there's only one that you like, just get the one. So I ended up getting like a bathing suit, which is super cute. They actually have, right now, I think the new like trend in bathing suits, it totally fits like my body type. And it's like, you know, like the 60s, you know how like it's like
the high waisted.
Yes, like high waisted, and then two, like that like, I don't know what it's like, the top kind of has that like sweetheart neck, like a heart shaped neck, mm-hmm. and then like it pulls up. So I'm like, because I'm not really boobular, you know, I don't really have, I'm like a B on a good day, and so, but it gives you a little extra boost. I was like, yes, I got like 4 or 5 of them from Marshalls because they were like pretty inexpensive, and I don't buy like last time I bought bathing suits I was 21, and I'm 36 now, so I'm like, ooh, well, this is good for the next.
Didn't you just go to Mexico?
I did. That's why I bought them. I was like, you know what?
Oh, you got them before the trip. Okay.
Yep, I got them before. I was like, you know, I haven't bought bathing suits in literally over 10 years, and I'm going to buy a bunch and then rock out with these for the next 10 years.
I think Forever 21 has a lot of cute high-waisted they're like pretty cheap too. Forever 21, which is shocking, I know. They have some cute stuff. I got some really like good quality high-waisted swimsuits with like the same like, you know, like retro style top.
Yes, I love that.
I got mine from Topshop. But you gotta be quick. You gotta be quick on Topshop though, because they go quick. Taylor Swift wore one of their swimsuits like 5 years ago, and now every swimsuit season they're gone like super fast.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like Gabby. Have you heard of Gabby Fresh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, there's like so many that I wanted, and I was like, so I guess I'm just never gonna buy one, because every year when I go to purchase one, because they're not even like super pricey, but they sell out so quickly, and I'm like, well, I'll just look online.
She has a lot of the ones that have like the spaghetti. They have like the ones that like on the side of your hips. They have lines of elastic. Mm-hmm. I just feel like my hips would just ooze out of them in like not a cute way. I don't know. I can't. You have to have a certain body type.
I know. I don't know. I have to see. Like, honestly, I've been like working out hard with a trainer. I posted a before after on my Instagram, on the Budgetista on Instagram. And at first I didn't think like much was changing with my body, because I have not lost like a lick of weight. Well, maybe like a pound or two, but I've been working out with her for like a month or so, and I'm still between 168, 170. And I was like, I'm not losing any weight. But then I looked at the picture and I was like, wow, I did a before and after side by side. And I can't believe how much my body has transformed. She's like, you're not losing any weight because you're gaining muscle. Mm-hmm. And I can see, I'm like, look at me, snatched almost. I mean, not quite where I want to be, but like, honestly, because I'm like, I'm 36 and I just want one to be healthy, because, you know, we're in baby season. Like, you know, we're trying. Two, I really want to like, you know, I just want to maintain a level of health. I don't want to have to like get healthy. I want to just stay and maintain health, you know?
Right. No, I respect that. I'm just tired of since I was a little girl, and you know, I've had weight issues, I feel, and I've been seeing a nutritionist lately for the first time in, I don't know, almost 30 years. I should have been seeing one a long time ago. But I told her, I almost like broke down. I was like, I'm just so tired of every 3 months being like, okay, by Christmas, I'm going to lose this much. Mm-hmm, okay, that mm-hmm. doesn't happen. All right, well, by spring break, I'm going to lose that month. That doesn't happen. Okay, but definitely by summer. And then it's like this, and by the first semester of school, definitely by then. Like, and just mm-hmm. repeat that process of like raising your expectations, disappointing yourself, raising expectations, disappointing yourself, like that crazy cycle. I'm so sick of it. Like, can I just be okay with the way I am now and just like being a healthy version of myself, and not like, I would just constantly raise the bar so high and just set myself up for, you know, disappointment. And give myself those crazy like 3 months, 6 weeks, you know, limits, you know.
And you're right, though. Don't you look back and you're like, I was telling my sister this the other day because she was complaining. I said, one day you're going to look back, she's in her 20s, and say, what? I was beautiful. Why did I lean in?
I do that every year.
Right? You look back, you're like, what in the world, Tiffany? You were beautiful. You know, like your body is fine. Your face was fine. Your hair, all these things you complained about, they were fine. Mm-hmm. And you didn't even get to enjoy it because you were so busy nitpicking. And I'm really trying, you know, I'm in my 30s now. And I'm like, I'm really trying to like, at this moment in time, enjoy how I look like right now, even if it's not perfection, just to be like, you know what? You're healthy. You're strong. You know, you eat right. You do exercise. I mean, it's just crazy, because like, no one, you don't get to enjoy yourself while you're yourself. You have to look back and be like, oh, I was snatched. Now I'm 80 and don't nobody care about these sagging boobs, you know? Why didn't I enjoy it when I was snatched and young?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Love thine self.
Yes, it's hard.
Just let's be nice. We're so mean. Let's just be nice to ourselves. Yes. That's my constant goal. Just be nice to yourself.
Yes.
As I'm sitting in my fiance's childhood bedroom. It's actually been nice. You know, his family, to take us in like this, his mom's been so nice. His dad's been so generous. They just keep telling me, do whatever you want. You don't have to ask permission. Just, you know, make yourself at home. I don't feel like a lot of parents would do that. So I'm really appreciative and grateful. And believe, and like the money that we're going to be saving, that they're giving us this gift of allowing us to save for our own house. I'm so excited. I can't. Yeah. I just can't wait to see that bank account get snatched. Can bank accounts be snatched?
I think so. No, but you're right though. That is like, what an amazing gift. You know, not, you know, our parents and stuff, like, they're not rich, but they can still give you some financial support and help. And so this is such a great way that they've given you that gift, you know?
Yeah. And we will be paying for some stuff. So if y'all don't think we're freeloading, we'll pay for the cable and like the AC, because we've been running the AC like nonstop. They're Dominican. They don't like the AC. It's been really? Let me tell you, it's been 90 degrees. It's like New York wanted to be summertime the one weekend we're moving in. They don't really use AC in their bedroom. But we have one in ours, and we've been cranking that sucker. And I'm just like, just keep it cranked up. I'll pay for the electricity. I do not care.
Exactly. Not in New York summer. What?
They have that tropical blood or whatever. Oof. It is.
I know. That's that is that tropical.
I can't do it. I can't.
Hey, BA fam. This episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Anything else happened in the news? I know we didn't really talk much about anything buzzworthy other than buzzworthy in our lives, which I like.
Yeah, I think that's it.
So now it's boosting or breaking time. Brown break, brown boost, brown break, brown boost. You should see me doing like the dab by myself.
Is that what you're doing?
And Supergirl's room. Meanwhile, Supergirl's room is pink and purple, everything. And I'm sitting here like, yes, this is... Because like they're downstairs and I didn't want to bother them. I'm like, can I use your room? She's like, sure. That's cute. But yeah, so brown break, brown boost. So are you on a break or boost this week?
I am going to boost this week. Since we're talking about fitness and health, I have a lot of change happening right now, and I'll get to it later. It's a lot of change. Moving in with my future in-laws is one of them. And then for some reason, I signed up for a 6-week CrossFit challenge. That starts tomorrow. Not only am I doing CrossFit, which I'm terrified of because they do this one thing called the burpee, which is just like the worst thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Yes. I hate my burpee. What? My trainer loves a burpee. She's like, so 3 sets of 20. I'm like, where?
20? Wait, what, 60? Oh my God. I couldn't do 6.
You can. You'll be able to, because I'm crying at the end, but it's worth it. But go ahead. Keep boosting.
So it's this place downtown called Bowery CrossFit. And I never thought I would do CrossFit. It didn't really seem like it was for me. It's like one of those things where I would say, okay, I'm going to get in shape and then I'll do CrossFit, which isn't really logical. But I saw this ad on Instagram and it actually worked. It was a video from Bowery CrossFit, and it's a women's only CrossFit class for beginners. And they had a woman wearing a hijab doing CrossFit and like women of all shapes and sizes. And I'm like, okay, maybe I can do this. And it was a woman instructor and she seemed really normal and like not like, we are going to bump you up, you know, like, like crazy. And it looks like fun. So I signed up. It's going to be highly difficult just to get down there because it's about an hour train ride from where we live now. And I signed up for the 7 a.m. class 3 days a week.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see. But I figure I'd rather do it early in the morning, get it over with, and then go straight to work. And I mean, Well, I mean, it'll be good. It's only 6 weeks. It's just 6 weeks. And I don't know. I'll just see what happens after that.
I'm telling you, it's just, there's something about, like, my trainer is like a beast. Honestly, if you get a chance, you should see her on Instagram. Her body is ridiculous. Her name is Q, like Q-U-I. So it's, her name is Key to Health. Q-U-I, the number two in health. But her body is redonkulous. But what I love is, one, she's a brown girl. So when we're exercising, like before, I would have like trainers from the gym and they wouldn't really get my body as a brown girl. Like, we're going to get rid of that butt, girl. Where? No. First of all, one, I don't want you to.
Get rid of what? Why?
Well, because, you know, well, I mean, now this is like a while ago. But before, you know, it's not part of every culture to be curvy and that to be desirable. You know, and
this is
so
pre-Kardashians.
Yeah, definitely. This is like in my 20s when I used to work at like Bally's and like I would get like free training sessions from the personal trainers there. But one, Kiana totally gets like my body shape and type. And one of the things that I was always worried about when I worked out is that I can get really skinny, but not in a cute, good way. Like very, it's, I can go back to what I used to look like when I was like 9. And so I was telling her that, like, oh, I do want to work out and exercise, but I don't want to get super no body, no shape, skinny. And she's like, okay, so I'm seeing myself tighten up, but I'm not losing a ton of weight and I'm shapely. I'm like, yes. Because, you know, Superman's like, so we're keeping this butt, right? I'm like, yes, we will be keeping the bootay.
Does he do, like, weekly check-ins still there?
I know. Because, like I said, I don't really have much in the boob department, so we got to keep something going on. But, yeah, no, but working out with her twice a week, what? I'm so much stronger now, Mandy. What? I used to, like, walk a block and be like, ooh, child, let's take a break. Now I can do 100 burpees and box jumps.
Blurpees.
Yeah. Burpees. I hate those things.
What a stupid name for the worst workout ever.
The worst. Every time I see her, I always pray, like, please don't make me do these burpees. Sometimes we open with them. She'll be like, all right, to the floor, let's go. And I'm like, I see her every Tuesday and Thursday for an hour.
Oh, okay, so tomorrow, well, I'll be with you soon. I'm used to doing so much. I do Zumba. I do dance class. I'm used to, like, doing cardio, but I don't really do weights. So that'll be something new for me. I need to build muscle weight.
Yep, your body's going to transform as a result. It's critical. Most girls
I'm ready. My nutritionist said, Mandy, because I said the stupid thing. I think people do this. You say, I'll work out when I lose weight, or I'll lift weights when I lose weight. She's like, do you not understand the key to losing weight is to build muscle, so you won't lose the weight if you don't build the muscle? Like, that's your problem. That's my problem. So shout out nutritionist Marjorie. Thank you.
Well, my boost is totally the opposite. It is because I was thinking about this like all week. I try to treat myself to one thing a week, even though I've been treating myself a whole lot this weekend. But it is to the best ice cream I've ever tasted in my entire life.
Sorry. Okay.
No. Because you have no idea. I woke up like, I'm getting Nastos. I'm getting Nastos this morning. So I live in Newark, New Jersey, and there is an Ironbound section, which is largely Portuguese, and there's great restaurants. There's just great, like, yeah, they're really known for their restaurants. But last summer, I stumbled upon this, like, home-based business. Well, they're not at home, but it's like a family-owned business called Nastos, N-A-S-T-O-S, right? Nastos, yeah. And so they make their ice cream on the premises, and it is like Jesus tears, like he wept in the ice cream, and this is what we're eating. It is so good. I know it sounds weird, but I just meant like there's miracles happening in this ice cream, and it is so good. And I'm just like, oh my god, I wish more ice cream shops made ice cream like this, but it is so good. And what I love is they have like the regular flavors, whatever, but then they have the other side where they have like all these unique flavors, like avocado. And you're like, what? Let me try this. Delicious.
Ooh, avocado ice cream is good.
What? I never had it until I went there. They actually have sweet corn. It is, you will slap your mama.
Corn ice cream is good.
They have like, they literally have so many different amazing flavors. I told Superman this morning, I'm like, so as soon as I woke up, I didn't even say good morning. I said, we're going to Nastos. He's like, what? I'm like, we're going.
Did you wake up? Did you like jump out of bed and like you were possessed?
No, I was just like, later on today, we're going. I'm like, okay. So I already have in my mind, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go for a 3-mile walk, run, so that way I can earn my NASOs. But I was like, we're going to NASOs today. It is just that good. So that is my boost. Really, my boost is just like doing little things that put smiles on your face. You know, sometimes, especially
Joseph.
Exactly. Because now sometimes, you know, we make ourselves feel so guilty. You make yourself feel like, you know, bad, like, oh, by the time, you know, whatever was 30 years old, some famous person, they had this, 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 and this going on. Look at my life. And I'm like, oh, I'm so tired of like hearing my friends talk about like their lives are not where they want them to be. And I want to just be like, man, you're alive, you're healthy, you're well, you're fine. Treat yourself, enjoy the little things, and eat Nastos ice cream.
Well, as someone who's lactose intolerant.
As am I, and I don't care.
You don't care? Well, you know what? I will say almond milk ice cream, coconut milk ice cream, that has been my saving grace. There's this place in Astoria, my neighborhood where I moved from. It's called Sweet Jane's. They have the most amazing dairy-free ice cream. It doesn't taste – you don't taste like you're missing anything at all. It's so good. I just had some yesterday when we went back to drop our keys off, and I was like, I must have one last Sweet Jane's. They have, like, really cool flavors like blueberry lavender, which sounds disgusting, but it's delicious. Peanut butter, chocolate chip, banana nut, all these amazing. Oof, it's delicious. If you can find a good dairy-free parlor.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to Google that because I love me some ice cream. Ice cream and pizza every day. I could. Yes, I could.
We're in the grocery store, you know, Coconut Bliss.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like some grocery store ice cream, but there's nothing like someone, like, hand-churning some
true.
Ice cream. You know, this is ice cream place in Savannah is it Savannah? Yeah, Savannah that I went to. I forget what it was called, but it was like some famous place and they were really good too.
Okay, I'm going to check it out. Because we're going to 2 weeks.
Ooh, take me with you. I love Savannah.
Well.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Maybe next time.
You know how people tell you that, like, take me with you. My friend called me on like Friday. He's like, what are you doing? You want to go to Madrid? I was like, what? He's like, I got a ticket for $46. I'm like, what? I was tempted to go, but the ticket was only $46. But still, there were other, you know, there's other costs associated. And honestly, I've been saving for other trips. And I've been to Madrid before. So although I was like, Tiffany, just go. I was also like, it's probably going to cost in total probably like $350, which is still really great for like a trip to Europe. But still, that $350 can go toward, I really want to go to Thailand this year and South Africa. You know, so I was proud of myself for saying no, because typically, like, I would just tell Superman, so I'm leaving for Madrid in a few hours. I'll see you.
Treat yourself, but not too much.
Exactly.
Self-restraint. Questions. We don't have questions today unless, well, okay, we have one question, but it's not really a financial question. Somebody wants to know if we have any tips on what to see when she's in LA.
I don't know. Oh, you know what I suggest? If you get in LA, go rent a car and drive to San Diego.
Oh, I love San Diego. It's only, that's like an hour, hour and a half away or
so? Yeah, and it's, honestly, it's not a bad drive. And San Diego is like the best. I would say for LA, totally do the touristy. Like the first time I went to LA, I totally did like the Hollywood, like, you know, touristy, like going to see the Walk of Fame or whatever. Just go to TripAdvisor, type in LA, and you're going to see like all of these things to do. Like they'll show you free things to do, how much things cost if you do want to do something. I personally, I don't know if you like to do a tour, but every time I go somewhere new, I like to get that like double decker bus, you know, the red bus tour.
Oh yeah, the big bus tour, yeah.
I don't know, like I'm corny, but my first day there, what I do is I buy one of those tickets and I ride one of the buses and I don't get off. I'll just ride the whole thing. And then the next day I use what I saw on the tour to decide what I want to do. Like, oh, you know what? I saw that shopping center or I saw that monument I want to go back and see, because usually the ticket is good for like 2 or 3 days. And so I let the tour, that bus, be my taxi for the trip.
Oh, that's a good idea. Well, apparently she says this is her first time traveling alone for 6 days. So we went to LA. We did like a whole road trip from San Diego all the way up to San Francisco. And it was on the Pacific Coastal Highway. It was like, yeah, a couple years ago. It was so cool. It was really cool. We had like, I think 9 days, 10 days. So we spent a couple of days in the major cities. We only had 2 days in LA, but we packed in some cool stuff. We saw the Santa Monica Pier. We saw the Griffith Observatory, which is like up in the hills. It's like a lookout point for all of downtown LA. And you can drive up and it's like It's a really cool that if you look up a picture of it, you might recognize it. It's a white domed kind of building.
Okay.
Really cool. It's a real observatory. I think it's like, I don't know, scientists, or so you can like see telescopes and stuff. You can see space. I don't know. But it was really beautiful. And then we went to this, I think it was the Guggenheim, Getty. Oh, yeah. I think it's a Getty. The Getty, okay. Is it the Getty? Yeah. Okay. So one of my favorite things, we took a really cool, like a bucket. What do you call those sky bucket thingies? Like a sky train.
Oh, yeah.
It takes you up the side of a mountain to get to the J. Paul Getty Museum, which is like an indoor-outdoor museum. You can only do this in L.A. where the weather is so beautiful. It's like part garden, part sculpture garden, part regular museum, and it's so much fun to like walk around, and I could have stayed there all day because it was gorgeous. That's probably my favorite part.
But yeah, definitely, if you're going to go to LA, don't just stay in LA. I think that like what Mandy's saying is perfect. Definitely like rent a car, go to San Diego. I actually went to the city, like right outside San Diego, there's this place called the Marin Woods, like to go see one of the sequoias. You know, the sequoias are those trees that you can like build a house in. They're so huge.
Yeah.
And so you definitely want to like, I see that. I actually went and hugged a tree, took a picture. I looked like an ant next to it. But I love to see majestic things when I travel. So like nature. And so I would go to San Diego, go to the beach, go to Marin Woods, or, you know, Google where you can go see a sequoia. It's like really close to San Diego. I think you might not have enough time to go all the way to San Francisco, but I'm trying to think what else did I do.
Did you see sequoias in San Diego down south?
Sequoia, is that the name of that huge tree?
It is, yeah, but I thought they were up north. Like we saw some too, but not, or the redwood trees. We saw them.
The redwood. No, I think it was redwood, not sequoia. Wait, are sequoias redwood trees in the redwood forest? Maybe they're.
This is outside of my expertise. I know.
I'm trying to think. Was that San Diego or was that San Francisco?
It's San Francisco for sure.
Ooh, yeah. My bad. Sorry. Never mind. Like, I was like,
San Diego's like, it's beautiful, but there's no trees. It's like very.
Yes, you're right. I'm sorry. So that was San Francisco. I love San Francisco. It's one of my favorite American cities.
Yeah, that's like that could be a whole trip unto itself.
It is a whole trip unto itself. And San Francisco is really far though from LA. I don't know that you'll have time or want to drive.
But San Diego is totally doable. Or Santa Barbara. You've been to Santa Barbara? Santa Barbara's like an hour the other direction. San Diego is like an hour south, and Santa Barbara's like a couple hours north. But San Diego, you got the beach. You can go to La Jolla, J-O-L-L-A, to see. And they have like seals on the beach. You can just like watch the seals frolic.
Yes, I've been there before. It's gorgeous. Also, too, you can look to see if Groupon has whale or what is it called? Dolphin watching in San Diego if you go. Because I did that when I was out there. It was amazing. And it was actually really inexpensive because I found a Groupon for it. You're definitely going to want to rent a car, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Like a zip car or whatever. You know, like those like cars that you can kind of rent for the hour or whatever. I probably wouldn't do, like, knowing what I know now, I probably wouldn't have rented like a rental car, like an enterprise kind of thing, because I didn't need a car every day. You know, you could do a mix between Uber and like renting those zip cars for like, oh, I just need it for the next 6 hours so I can park it here, you know?
You may not need it for the whole 6 days.
Exactly. But you're going to have fun. I mean, when I went to LA, I went by myself too. I love solo travel. Have you ever traveled by yourself, Mandy?
Oh, yeah. I did 6 months after college in South America by myself. Woo! Talk about building some confidence. Yeah. That's the best thing you can do as a young woman. I know it's like it can be intimidating to travel by yourself. I mean, I used to not be able to eat lunch in the cafeteria by myself. I would skip lunch and go to the – I'm not kidding. I was so painfully shy. I would go to the library where I would eat in the bathroom.
Aww.
I know, it's like sad Mandy stories.
I was like, I want to go give that Mandy a hug. Like skinny, frail Tiffany wants to go into the bathroom and give you a hug.
I want to give myself a hug. It was so sad. But traveling alone was the way I got out of my shell and out of my comfort zone and just learned to like just be okay by yourself, with yourself. So I think you'll have a great time, Dasha. Her name's Dasha.
Hey, Dasha. Yeah, I love solo travel. I never. Like in the beginning, if some of you might listen and think like to yourself, I can never travel alone. Honestly, I would suggest do some domestic stuff first. Like my first solo travel was New Mexico. I went to Albuquerque because that's like the hot air balloon capital of the world. And my bucket list was to ride in a hot air balloon. And I did it. Awesome. And then I drove from Albuquerque to Santa Fe, which is like beautiful, very artsy fartsy town. And just the drive alone was beautiful. And so that was my first solo trip, and it was weird at first, but I ended up really loving it, and I've done a lot of solo trips. I actually went to India and spent 2 days by myself, which was like huge. I was like, I can't believe I'm here in India by myself, and because I was meeting up with friends later. But I was like, you know, I'm going to go early so I can like navigate. It was my first international trip by myself, and it was cool. I mean, it definitely was a little bit like, you know, off-putting a little bit, because India is not Kansas anymore. It's so different, but it's beautiful, and the spices and the smells and the women and the colors. But I was a little bit, I'm not gonna lie, I was a little bit like, then I was like, Tiffany, honestly, you live in Newark, New Jersey. That's like Cleveland. That's like Detroit. Like, you'll be fine.
Like, oh, that's so true.
You know, when people tell me when I travel by myself, like, are you gonna be fine? I'm like, yeah, so I live in Newark, so I think I'll be good. Oh, any wins this week? I know.
Wins. Oh yeah. Do we have a win? Do we ever have a win this week? So I was just, you know, minding my business during our move this Saturday, packing, but I got a ping on Facebook from someone who tagged Brown Ambition, and it turns out WNYC, which is like the public radio station for New York City, it's major. They have this guy who does podcast reviews, and he was on Facebook Live. And this guy, who is not our target audience, I will say,
at all,
Mr. James, I think his name is James, he did a whole shout out for Brown Ambition.
Yes!
It was so cool.
And what was so dope about it is that, like, he kept saying Brown Ambition. I was like, say it again.
He said Mandy and Tiffany. He showed the logo. He even played a little clip.
Yes. It was honestly, I was like, what? Because I saw you tag me. And I'm like, wait, what? It was honestly, it was just awesome. I just want to say thank you to him. Yeah, that's our huge, huge, huge win.
Thank you, James Ramsey and WNYC Radio. Happy to come by. Happy to talk about, you know, sharing studio space, whatever you guys want, you know, grab a coffee, anything like that. Just, you know, we're here. We're here for you.
Yes,
like you're there for us. Love to pay it forward. If not, you know, that was just, it's just nice to be recognized and get some validation.
Yeah, that was really, especially like you said, from someone who's not our target audience, but it's just dope to know all different types of folks are listening.
I died because he played the clip that we talked about, engagement rings.
Yes! Like, you just never know. You're like, ooh, I did say that.
Oh, speaking of engagement rings, my best friend got engaged yesterday. Ooh, wait, was it yesterday? It's been a busy weekend. Wait a second. It was like Saturday or Sunday. I forget now.
Ooh, that's my best friend. That's my best friend. You better work. Okay. Happy engagement, best friend.
So that's two of my bridesmaids are engaged now. I'm just hiring up all the engaged ladies. We can just plan each other's stuff all at once.
Stay tuned, because I was talking to, and it was so random. Me and Superman were making the bed like yesterday, like putting like the covers on, and he was like, when are we getting married? I looked at him. I said, brother, we waiting on you.
He's asking you?
That's what he said. And I was like,
he
brother.
Listen to the podcast?
Yeah, no, he doesn't. He's not a super, like, thank God. Because honestly, he's like, really, Tiffany, all of our business, all of it. And I was like, I'm waiting on you. He's like, I know. I got to go see your dad. I was like, and if you need help with the ring, here is my best friend's number and my sister's number.
Yes, that is what I did. You should.
Yeah. No, because I think I'm just going to, like, because he was like, no, I'm fine. I'm like, yeah. I'm actually just going to give my best friend his number. Just be like, I need you to just call. So just checking in on you. Sidebar, if you need anybody to help you with shopping, you know, we're here for you. Always.
I think guys, you know, want a little help. Just someone to be like, just validate their decision, you know.
Exactly. To be like, no, she would like this. And my best friend has like very clean, easy. And she knows me. I'm not fussy. I don't want some crazy looking whatever. I just, something simple, honestly. And
you mean you wouldn't turn down the Hope Diamond?
Oh, yeah, I would not.
But she wouldn't, like, ask for it.
I'm like, we live in Newark. I don't know how long I'd have it if I had the Hope Diamond. No shade to Newark. I love my people because I know they're going to be like, Tiffany. But let's be real. Yeah, no, I wouldn't turn down the Hope Diamond. But honestly, that's not even my focus. Like, he could wake up this morning, you know, and be like, babe, I love you. Let's go down to Just of the Peace and not even have a ring. And I'd be like, yes, I've already known. I've known for a long time he's what, who I want to spend the rest of my life with. All of the other stuff is just extra.
Aww.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but I'll be waiting.
Right? Well,
this is the year. 2016 is the year. This is the year when everybody's getting engaged.
Yep. I feel it. I already know. I'm like, it better be. Love you, Superman.
Well, I have one last win. I started to mention this last week, but I actually cut it out of the podcast because we weren't officially announcing it yet. But I have some job news. Woo-hoo. If you follow me on any social media channels, I've been posting some cryptic stuff. I'm trying not to be too annoying, but I've been super excited. Last week was my last day at – last Thursday was my last day at Yahoo. Mm-hmm. And in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be starting as executive editor of Magnify Money.
And for those of you who don't know, Magnify Money is literally like my favorite website for personal finance. Like, and not even like exaggerating. When if I look at my analytics to see what website that my blog has sent the most people to, they are like head and shoulders above everyone else. Like Magnify Money. That's how amazing I think that site is. So the fact that you're working with them is like just awesome. It's just a great site with integrity, with great writing, with it's just so helpful and useful. And the fact that you are like executive editor, woo woo, boss lady.
I know, I'm so excited. I get to build their editorial team from scratch.
That's crazy.
So if you're a personal finance reporter and you want a job, holla. Right? Yeah, I'm really super excited. I have to thank. So the founder's name is Nick. And this is his baby, the company, he cares a lot about it. Mm-hmm. And they're not playing the typical financial education startup game where they like raise a bunch of money and try to get bought by like Fidelity or Bank of America or something like that. They truly care about demystifying the world of personal finance for people. And I care about that, obviously. And I can't wait to write for their audience and join their team and get out of Times Square, finally.
I haven't been to your office. He always comes to Newark whenever we meet because we're doing like some projects and stuff together. But he always comes to Newark. I'm like, I got to go visit them in their office. But she's right. Nick, the founder, is just it's like working with Mandy. I just love when you meet someone who you can tell that what's really important is what's important. I want to help people. And I'm fortunate enough that I've surrounded myself with people who that's really their first and most important, like that's their goal, to help people. And that's what Nick is doing over there at Magnify Money. And now Mandy's over there doing that too. Well, you were already doing that, but now you get to do it with this great, like, you know, I don't know if to call them a startup, but
I would say a startup, but they're getting bigger and bigger every day. So you have to go to magnifymoney.com or follow them on Twitter at Magnify Money. We're supposed to be announcing that I'm joining the team on Tuesday. So hopefully, you know, this will right in line with the podcast. But yeah, check them out and hope you'll stop by and check out what we're doing there. I'm super excited. And it was very scary to jump from, like, if you want to talk about career choices, like to jump from Yahoo, which is the biggest brand in internet, like one of the biggest brands in internet companies, you know, for better or for worse, in the country. And to jump from that kind of recognition to a relatively little known startup was a big risk, but I just really care about them a lot. And I've been looking or waiting for something interesting to come along. And, this was just perfect fit, perfect opportunity. And I'm so grateful that they came to me with the job. And, I can't wait to start.
And I have to say, like, you know, and I'm so glad that while you worked at Yahoo, I got my fair share of snacks.
Yeah, no more free snacks for me. No more free lunch. Goodbye, free lunch every day. Nick has the teeny tiniest little micro fridge I've ever seen in my life. I was like, so where do I fit my spa water?
But you know what, though? It's totally worth it because you are making this transition to like leadership. And I just think that that's awesome. And you get to shape like the next minds of personal finance as far as writing. And so I just think that's awesome. I'm so proud of you and so happy for you.
Thank you. It's the perfect amount of terrifying and exciting. I'm trying to be more excited than terrified, but I think if you're not scared, you're not growing when it comes to your career. And luckily I was terrified of Yahoo 3 years ago when I came on. So that worked out okay.
Exactly.
So we'll see what happens.
All right, y'all. So hopefully you are enjoying your extended weekend. And you got a lot from this podcast today. And we will see you on Twitter at the BA Podcast, on Facebook at Brown Ambition.
And please email us with questions, comments, concerns at brownambitionpodcast@gmail.com. Okay. Have a good week. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye bye. Bye.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.